Now, a lot of questions came in, and they are some fabulous questions concerning how to actually get this going, all right? How do you get that conversation started? And I would say probably about half the people who wrote in your questions have not listened to Professional Inviter, and I could tell that based upon your terminology and the words that you use to ask your question. And then I could tell that half of you have listened to Professional Inviter. If you don't know, Professional Inviter is a 7-CD set that basically describes in great detail how to invite your prospect. Okay, I put live calls on there so that you can actually hear the way it's supposed to sound. And I was recently up in Green Bay, and there was someone who asked me a question during a lunch break, and the question was really, really helpful. And they said, you know, how is it that you get to where you can just have a conversation with somebody so easily and so freely? And then they tagged on with, is it intuitive? Okay? And intuitive, I wouldn't say that that is the right word to describe what it is. Intuitive would represent that there is something internal or innate in the person that isn't easily known or easily learned, or that the person has this natural skill of being able to identify these important communication points of when you transition from one part of the conversation to the next one. And that I disagree with. I don't believe that it is intuitive, as in it was given to me by nature. All right? And for those of you who have listened to Professional Inviter, you know that I've made this statement, and that is all you have to do is visit the maternity ward, and you can see for yourself or hear for yourself that there are no born speakers. There are no born salespeople. There are no born communicators. Okay? Everyone has to learn the same words as you do. But what I will say is that as it relates to learning how to transition from one point to another, what I would say is that it has to do with a word called familiar. When you are familiar with something, then you get this intuition. You get this ability to know or perceive. Okay, so it does not come naturally. It comes from familiarity. So let me just dive into the word familiar a little bit, because this is kind of the key point that later when I'm answering the questions, this will make a lot of sense to you because you'll have this knowledge in your head. Someone who is familiar with their car knows the way that the car is supposed to sound. And they are also aware of how the car is not supposed to sound. Okay? A person flying an airplane knows what that airplane is supposed to sound like and what it's not supposed to sound like. To a new person getting on an airplane for the very first time, and they experience the airplane bouncing around in the sky, that might be something that they think is wrong. But to the pilot, he knows that's not wrong. But he does know at the point when it is a problem, when it's bouncing too much. Why? Because he is familiar with it. Okay? I love getting around mothers, because when you get around them, you can be having a conversation with them, and the child be running around in the background, and you can hear the child getting into this and that and this and that, and then all of a sudden that mother will just freeze, turn around, and walk out of the room in a hurry. Why? Because something didn't sound right. Now, how does she know that? Because she's familiar that when there is no sound, that's when the problem exists, right? All right, so you get the concept of this being familiar. And the reason that I put live calls, and a lot of them, in Professional Inviter is so that you can become familiar without you yourself having to start off cold for the very first time. All right? And so I really strongly encourage you to go back to those calls as it relates to being able to never sell what the prospect won't buy. Listen very, very closely to the live calls. One particular that comes to my mind is the mechanic from Mechanicsville, Maryland. and the way that he was describing what it was that he was particularly looking for. And some of you know that I actually didn't sponsor him in the business. He was very, very excited about Brilliant Compensation and the things that he saw in network marketing and such. But what he had told me previously and in the call, I knew that he didn't qualify for what my business particularly offered. And so therefore, I suggested that he go into another company, a company that sells motor oil. And so I was able to, instead of inviting, I invited him to look at the video, but then in the follow-up, when it was now my time to invite him to look at the company, that's when I decided that there was no reason for me to try to sell what I had because he didn't want what I had. Right? He wanted the industry, but the product just did not relate to him. And so I was able to connect him.